Parliament passed the Protection of Sovereignty Bill of 2026. The bill passed after the opposition members of Parliament failed in their effort to convince other members of Parliament, especially from the ruling NRM party, to reject it. Key amendments in the past bill now narrow the law to agents of foreigners, excluding Ugandans living abroad from the definition of foreigners. An agent of a foreigner is now defined as a person acting for, under the direction of, or financed by a foreigner while engaging in activities to promote foreign interests or engaging in political activities. The new law, however, retains a broad definition of political activities, and these include actions aimed at influencing legislation, policy, government decision-making, elections, who governs Uganda, the ideologies seen as inconsistent with the constitution or cultural norms. The new law provides that an agent of a foreigner who obtains or receives directly or indirectly funds, financial support, donations of loans exceeding 400 million shillings from a foreigner without declaring funds in accordance with the bill commits an offence. Those convicted face 10 years in jail or a fine of 2 billion shillings or both. The Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee Chairperson Stephen Barker explained.
To substitute the requirement to seek for the approval of the minister every time an agent of a foreigner receives funds from abroad for more than 20,000 currency points, with the requirement to declare the funds to the minister and provide for penalty and fine proportionate to the offence. I beg to move, Madam Chair.
Minister.
No objection.
Thank you.
No objection, Madam Chair.
I put a question.